It's been a long day without you, my friend. I tell you all about when I see you again. We've come a long way.
It's just where
we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Do we even need to say it?
When I see you again.
I gotta do it. This podcast is dedicated to the loving memory of Theodore J. Kaczynski. Rest in peace, brother.
You're a weird dude, but you gave us permission to be weird too.
Yeah,
sorry about those three guys.
Okay. Yeah, remember when I met Ted at VidCon? It was like...
Faded off.
Surprisingly down to earth and very funny.
Oh, when I was making that earlier, I was fucking dying. All right.
Oh my god.
Kill James Bond.
What you need to do for the next one of these is put in... fade into it the news reports, like some radio or like podcast news thing where it's like Theodore J. Kaczynski has been found dead in his cell at Federal Correctional Institution Butner.
How old was he?
Right.
Like 80 something.
Like 20. He was still in like twink mode, I guess.
I don't think that's the case.
Twink death.
Yeah, he was like, it was like the boss baby, except it was the boss Unabomber. He was like, the wrong part of that. The Unabomber
baby. Uniboss baby.
Bomber. Yeah, he was a Unabomber prodigy. He was Unabombing at such a young age that, you know, that they put him in prison and now he's like died, but he was only like 20. It's
the
crazy.
First guy to ever Unabomb.
Child prodigy.
Where does the Unibit come from? The prefix uni.
Because he was bombing university professors, and the FBI has this insane codename thing where it like smashes stuff together. So it was university bomber, Unabomb. So that's why he's the Unabomber. But I think we've decided it's funnier to use it as a verb just intrinsically. And it's like the Unabomb, whether he Unabombed someone. Mm-hmm. Hello and welcome to another episode of Kill James Bond.
Speaking of domestic terrorists,
I am Alice Caldwell Kaczynski. Joining me are my friends Abigail Kaczynski and Devon.
How you doing? I'm the Unidevon.
This is the thing is, right, this is nightmarish because Rambo First Blood, right, we had our differences about it in a friendly way, but like we agreed it was a movie with potential. Right, we agreed it was interesting, there was stuff to talk about. And then we watched Rambo First Blood - Part 2.
Oh god,
it starts going wrong at the title just immediately,
and it's so much easier to talk about unibombings than it is to talk about this movie. First of all, this is a Sylvester Stallone, James Cameron joint.
Yeah.
James Cameron did the screenplay for this.
Baffling directorial combo there.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And then they had a falling out over the politics involved in this movie, which, to be fair, are dog shit. And so James Cameron has, like, disavowed bits of this movie, which is very funny.
That's quite strong.
As well he may have done. It's Sylvester Stallone's least favorite Sylvester Stallone movie.
Really?
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it was like a cartoon, which.
It is like
is
a cartoon.
Wrong.
He's not wrong about that, yeah.
But my brother in Christ, Sylvester, you made the cartoons.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this quite, but like the changes that Sylvester Stallone made to James Cameron's original screenplay are profound and interesting and all dog shit.
I thought it was really weird when Rambo had that piano dropped on him by the Vietnamese soldiers and then his teeth were replaced by all the keys. That was really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit fucked up.
But I think kind of apropos that the Unabomber is in the news for the final time because in the last film, Rambo did a Unabomber.
Barring any surprises.
Yeah. that's not going to come
true.
Back. So in the first film, Rambo did some domestic